De Niro. Took her to talk about, bought her a churro. Took her home, gave her a cinnamon swirl. I left it in, now I got a 1 euro. Zeros on zeros on zeros. That's what my...
What's up, what's up? Here we are, baby, in the Coach's Garage for another episode. Coming to you guys live from the studio, literally in the garage. Here with my boy, Coach Len.
Len Astaaki.
Coach Shane in the house.
Hello, hello.
And here we go, man. Let's get it popping, fellas. Let's go. What's up, what's up? Who wants to start off?
Oh, my God.
Coach Len in the house.
Yes. Okay, I don't know how this is going to be with everybody, but... fuck it.
Get it going, man. Who cares?
We're all fathers.
Let's go.
Deshaun Watson's a piece of shit, and I can't believe the NFL is even going to let him fucking say hike.
I'm super surprised about that. Super surprised and super disappointed, to be honest with you.
I'm hella disappointed as a father.
Didn't somebody that was just gambling get suspended for the whole year?
Yeah, Calvin Ridley.
The whole year.
$1,500
for gambling.
Somebody got busted for smoking weed. Somebody got suspended in the NFL. Yeah, because it showed them three.
Oh, no, that was Gordon. Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, that's
remember?
Right. Yeah.
Can't stay clean.
He was a repeat offender,
but marijuana versus fucking
sexual assault.
There's no comparison.
I don't understand. You know, I just don't get it. And what I don't get is all these teams that were sitting there lining up for his services when they was like trading for him. And honestly, I heard the Seahawks mentioned one time.
Hell no.
And first of all, I was like, that's bullshit, because there's no way the Allen family is going to let that dude come in here, especially Jody Allen running the show. Okay, there's that. Two, they would lose a bunch of fans because, let's be honest, us in the state of Washington, we're fickle. We're fickle fans.
Yeah.
Mark my words, we are about... You guys want tickets to the Seahawks game? They're really cheap right now because there's a lot of bandwagon fans that have jumped, leaped, hopped off the wagon.
All because of one person.
You could get season tickets.
Denver, didn't they?
Right. Yeah.
There's so many season tickets available, dude. It's not
exactly.
Even funny, man.
You know, but me, I've been a fan my whole life. It is what it is. And I wouldn't have been a fan if they entertained that guy. Like, if they straight up was like, yeah, we're going to bring him in and talk to him, be like, maybe a talking to, I'd be like, all right, I lost a lot of respect for you. But a signing? No.
Yeah, I heard he's not getting a lot of love in Cleveland either, man.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
The fans are like...
I don't know. When I look on sports, what SportsCenter's obviously going to show is the best part.
Yeah.
But what I do see is a bunch of people going for his autograph. That is some...
Bullshit. Yeah, 100.
That is 100% bullshit. I don't understand it. And how can you look your sister in the face and be like, dude, I got Deshaun Watson's autograph? Really? After what? Even if it, like, half of them are fake or bullshit.
Yeah, that's still like 20.
That's still 12 women.
Yeah.
12 women.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
You go to jail for one. Off accusations, even domestic violence. If you pretend, like, you know, if you
someone's
going to jail. But if you got a bunch of money,
no. Repeat that. If you can bring in tons of money,
that's true.
The right people will get you right. It's not how much you have. It's how much can you bring in the people that are actually paying you.
And the
If I can bring in some money, I'm going to get a lot of help.
And those dudes got pull, man.
So that's it, yeah.
Those owners have pull, man.
It's,
you know.
I mean, it's the same
politicians,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
They hook up judges with season tickets in the suite. And
they're losing.
You know what I mean?
You know, like last night, you know, fuck if I care who's playing. No offense to the Raiders or the Jaguars out
there.
That's
a Hall of Fame game. Nobody cares about that.
You know, even so. Like I've told a couple people, I'll catch you guys about week 4 when it's shitty outside and I can't golf no more. I'll catch you guys week 4 in October when it's cart path only.
Yeah, fuck that. You got to hit the ball to the right side of the fairway, man. You don't have to walk so much. That's hilarious.
Or I'm going to have to get super swampers on my push cart.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I'm
going to have to 3-inch spikes so you don't fall.
Yep.
No. Okay. So I can't, totally off subject, but I can't wear spikes anymore. Like those Adidas.
Yeah.
I went in full foot of spikes, tightened everything. I got two left with after that round in with Roman.
They snap off?
I just got so much torque. So I got to wear them spikeless.
Okay.
Or wear my foot joys.
Yeah. Yeah, but like Shane said, man, when it starts getting dewy out there and wet.
Oh, I'll throw some spikes like, back in.
Spin around like Shane
did. Do the
did.
Shane Key. Oh, yeah, we know. No video evidence. No, it never happened.
No, fuck that. I saw it with my own eyes.
But there's three people that all have the same story. If we were in a jury, oh, my dog, you would get... like convicted for falling.
Straight,
I would sell that
straight
shit.
Up
like no
helicopter
other.
Spin, dude, on that, man. Yeah, now I'm talking his whole body. Picture that.
And he was like knee into the ground, like to hold himself up. Like he just got pushed down.
Oh, man. We've been having a lot of fun out there on the golf course, though.
10. 11. That was on 10.
That was after what?
9.
How many
shots? Yeah, that
how
is
many
all...
shots? Yeah. How many shots? Yeah. Well,
I still have that.
How many shots during the front nine and in between 9 and 10?
Well, see, the thing is, we started on what?
12.
2?
No, we started on 12 that tournament. That was a tournament, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So that was the. Oh, so
that
we
was
were
one
on
of the
last
ones.
Hole.
Yeah, we
yeah,
were on the
that
last
was already,
one. Yeah, it was already
was
over.
It was 16, basically. Hole 16,
yeah.
Dude.
And how good do we do on hole 16? I can show you the fucking scorecards.
Actually, that is one of my favorite holes at that course, though.
10?
Number 10. I like 10.
That
yeah.
big ass tree right in the
yep.
middle.
Yep.
Got
to
make it.
It's off
decision.
To the right a little bit. It's not quite smack in the middle. It's more a little bit to the right. But
if you're playing to the hole, if you line yourself straight up to
the
hole,
to
the it's
hole.
Right in front. Because
it's a little dog leg. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to either get it over or you got to like lay up.
Yeah.
Hook it around.
Yeah, hook it around. Stay left to it. But, yeah, we've been doing a lot of golfing out there to our listeners, man. I think we fell in love with a new sport. We're having super, you know, just a lot of fun out there.
Because we're old and can't run anymore.
I have my PGA YouTube card.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
By the way, Shane, shut up. Now we can go back to what we were talking about. Motherfucker just ran at the softball tournament at the just because he can run festival.
Running a triple.
And this
like
guy,
nobody.
This guy, we're old. And
what you got there?
You got?
A little bumpy
you got a little
bump?
Boom, boom, boom.
Little bump, bump.
What happened to you? Boom, boom,
boom.
Oh, shit, dude. I didn't even notice that. I thought that was hair, bro.
No, you got a little boom,
damn.
Boom. Something to hit him.
Yeah.
Dude.
What happened? You misjudged the fly ball?
Chasing one of you. Overran it.
Sorry.
It caught you right in the forearm, huh? Damn.
Put a knot on it. It looked like a golf ball.
Yeah, I see that now, man. That's crazy.
It was from here, and then it...
Shane, you're the only person I know that gets hurt at every sporting event he goes to.
Because he goes hard.
He got hurt in a golf tournament.
He goes hard, man.
No, I didn't get hurt.
Didn't you bump your shin?
Oh, yeah, he did. That wasn't the golf tournament, though.
No, that was a tournament. But
that's when we just played 9 after work the other day. Look at this.
God damn, dude. That thing has a heartbeat.
The dude changed, turned around, bam. Oh, a little sandbox, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, we've been hella golfing, man.
Did Shane tell you he almost hold that the par 3? What is it? Is it 16 or 15 or something? It was like 185. We played the left one. You had, remember
oh,
it has
oh,
the 2?
That's 8.
Is it 8?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the front, huh?
That's
okay.
Front 9. That's 8.
Yeah. So he freaking, we played to the left, which is at 185, I think, and he almost holed that bitch.
Really?
Golf ball came about 2 feet.
I birdied it all, yeah.
Two feet from the cup, bro. Like,
that's nice.
And I think you used your hybrid, huh?
Yeah.
Real slow, though. You didn't
I choked it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
It was dope. That was a dope shot.
I just don't have the feeling for my hybrid like that. I'm always using my irons. But I got my chips down and my flops down, so I can flop shot and bump and run now.
Nice. The only thing that I'm struggling with is bunker shots, man. I don't know why. That's what the first thing I did today.
Inch back.
Right.
Inch back. Full swing. There's your problem.
Full swing.
That's the problem is you're not full swinging through. You're going, and you'll stop. And the full swing is how it gets its loft.
Once you hit it,
you got to go all the way through.
Throw the sand.
Right. That's when you take the ball,
sand,
right?
Yeah. When you throw the sand, the ball goes with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the first thing I did when I went to the range, man, I went to the sand.
Did Roman go with you?
Yeah. Me, Roan, Eddie went.
How did he do? Because I showed him how to do it.
I don't know if he worked out of the sand.
Because he had a really good out of the sand on, what is it, 5. That uphill?
Yeah.
So he had a really good out of the sand. He's like, oh, I've never done that. I was like you told me. Hit that hoe, and I'm like, swing all the way through, though.
Yeah. No, he was spending a lot of time on the chip, doing those chip game, and he was doing nice with that. Like 75 yards out, you know, 50 yards out. Yeah.
That's nice.
His short, you know, not a real chip, but like using the gap wedge and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But he was landing on the green, dude, every time. You know, getting a high, too, in the air, so it wasn't a lot of, it didn't run a lot, you know what I mean?
Dying.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how to get some backspin.
I know. None of us have yet.
I can't.
Have you watched any videos on it?
You got to get into it.
It's got to come off the club, right? So
it's the same way you would with the sand, the sand wedge. You got to use the bump. You got to hit and then let the...
get under it
and let it fucking start spinning. Plus, another thing we always have to do, I don't know about you, but I, like, tonight I'll go home, and before our big, big outings, I'll clean my clubs.
Yeah.
Like, I need to go, I'll put them in Dawn and let them soak.
That helps, too, because the grooves on the clubs get sand and grass and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I have some club cleaner right there, if you guys, anybody wants to borrow some.
I'll borrow that.
Yeah.
She's spitter, dude.
Spitter, here we go, baby.
Keep forgetting. Rookie over here, I got... 8 grams of freaking weed cartridges, resin, but no fucking spitter. 3 batteries, 4 cartridges, no spitter.
Yeah, so don't be surprised if you see Coach Shane on the senior PGA tour.
Shit.
I'll be his caddy, and I'll be in a cart.
I'll be that guy, you know, the brush guy. The guy that brushes off, rake guy who rakes all of the sand. Yeah,
all his footprints out.
Yeah, and I'll just, that's my job.
You don't even have to do it.
The way everything goes, everybody, I mean, you guys, same age, we all join senior PGA.
Bite your tongue, young man. I am how many years younger than you?
Yeah, way younger.
5?
Are you really?
How old are you? 48?
Holy fuck.
40s, 47, I think.
47?
Close, yeah.
Yeah, you're 47 because I'm 46.
43.
And you're, 43, you'll be about 44 this year, man.
Yeah.
44, the double foes. Double foes. Let's talk a little bit about Brittany. Griner.
Yeah.
What's up?
Leave that bitch in jail.
Why? See, I wanted to get your take on this because I heard you make that comment before. I think I saw a post you put or... something like
do the crime, do the time.
Right.
Look, there is a reason. Okay, so since the day I started smoking weed, there has been 5 days I have not smoked weed. And I'm telling you, it's been for medical reasons. 5 days. In those 5 days, I was in New Orleans, and it was not legal.
Right.
So I did not smoke.
Okay.
I left it here at home.
Simple as hell, wasn't it?
Simple. Very simple. Thank Left you. That shit at home.
Thank you. No, but I'm talking about why
it's
you were there.
It's not legal.
No. Why you was there, there was no... It was easy.
Yeah, it wasn't legal.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah, well, body urges, everything. It was easy.
Yeah.
Because yes when I went to Florida when it wasn't legal for cheer stuff, I just... All right, cool.
You're older than... I mean, plus at the time, I was hella fiending. You know, it was still early in my. Ooh, I love this weed.
Oh,
shit.
You were.
Yeah.
Plus, so what did you guys? What did you guys do when it wasn't legal? Because it hasn't been legal for very long.
I've never smoked with it not legal. I smoked one joint with a friend my sophomore year in high school, and then I smoked one up at the Bold Conference at Wazoo. So, I mean, twice non-legal. But other than that, I didn't start smoking for... I only started smoking for medical reasons.
Right.
Because of my neck.
Okay, okay.
But, so that... I can't answer that question.
Yeah, so you never did.
So, the... Well, I guess to answer your question is, I just did. I just didn't smoke, you know?
Right.
When it wasn't legal, I didn't smoke.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty...
But my deal is... I knew in that state it wasn't
so
legal.
You didn't.
No matter what I said. I had a card. I had my quote unquote green card.
Yeah.
From that allowed me to carry.
At that point in time when you went there, they didn't even that wasn't even a thought for them down south.
No. No.
I knew.
It wasn't even close.
Just even talking to Shane.
It just medical just came up
here
a couple just, years ago.
Yeah,
from
it was
Florida
like,
just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But it was only a couple years old here.
Yeah.
And
I think he was even before then.
No, because
before it was legal here, I think he was there.
Well, either way. But I'm just talking about when I went.
Yeah. Okay.
When I went, you know, first thing they tell you is it's a Washington deal only. Do not take this outside of the state of Washington. Okay, cool. And it says every package says do not take illegal out of the state of Washington, illegal out of the state of Oregon, illegal out of the state of wherever. Now, if you're going to another country.
A communist country.
Are you fucking kidding me?
But she didn't even get busted with weed, right? Wasn't it a pen?
It was the same thing as this, vape cartridge.
Yeah.
It's weed.
Well, I mean, yeah, but.
It's the same
thing. No, I know.
You can't go bananas oranges.
Yeah.
THC is in there.
Right.
So it's illegal in that country, so don't fucking take it there. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. She should have had it just mailed to herself. There you go.
Do you know who you are? Do you not know that they're going to
you? Stand out of the crowd because you're 7-Eleven.
Do you not know that they're trying to, they're looking to fuck with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only are you an American.
Right.
You're a star in America.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give me a break, man.
But 10 years, dude.
Hey.
It's Russia.
It's Russia.
I know.
It's Russia.
They probably gave her a break, huh? She got a break, though.
Yeah, she got a break with 10 years.
You lucky Putin didn't enlist her in the Russian army and say, take your ass to the fucking war.
Or throw her ass in the gallows.
Who's going to stop him? He's the fucking, he leads every goddamn buddy.
Yeah.
He couldn't, yeah. You're right.
You know what I mean?
What else can anybody do with that war against Ukraine? There's all types of sanctions against him from the World Trade Organization and all that. They can't do anything. So he's like, fuck y'all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I run this bitch. He is Denzel Washington in Train Day right now. King Kong ain't got shit on fucking Putin when it comes to goddamn anything there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wanting to get your guys' take on that, man. Because
I got to flip this shit.
What is your take on it? Because
I have listened.
Oh, whatever.
We've been off for a while. I have listened.
Right, but no. What is your take, Tony?
You ask some questions.
Yeah,
might go about 3 or 4 words into it, and then you'll stop. Really, really, really.
Keeping
fucking
the show
quick.
Going, dog.
No, this time the show
goes with your answer this time.
Yeah.
I want to know, honestly, what do you, as a non-smoker, think about that?
I think it's bullshit. But
can you explain to me, please?
I understand that there's rules and laws and all that shit. I don't think she committed this 10-year, you know, term crime. I don't know, maybe fucking 6 months. But yeah, it's Russia and he could do whatever he wants to do. I feel bad for her. I really do.
She shouldn't have done it.
I understand that. But it's a pin. It's
no,
resin.
No. You know, she didn't take just one.
She didn't take fucking kilos or pounds or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to get prosecuted either way. Okay? If you go prohibition.
No, I get it, dude. I get all that. I get all the laws. I get all that. I get it's Russia. But my personal opinion, I think it's fucked up.
I get it.
Yeah.
But your personal American position.
In the state of Washington.
In the state of
knowing
Washington.
Knowing that it's step like out. A gas station, you can walk out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We have to step out of our comfort zone, you know, get out of District 12 and go see what it's like out there. Dude, it's not right. Especially minority. Giant fucking woman, basketball star, dreadlocks. I mean, come on.
Yeah, kid,
she's walking probable cause.
Wasn't it heightened security because the war was already going on?
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
So not only are you going to do that, you're going to have
dead ass in the middle of the war.
In the airports of Russia, I'm pretty sure.
It was a stupid move. I'm not arguing that, but I just think it's a little harsh and it's fucked up. I feel bad for her, but, you know, she did it to herself. Like you said.
Right.
You know where you're at.
Do I feel bad for her? Yeah. Am I going to sit there and free BG? No.
No, no.
No. And I'm sorry, but the WNBA getting behind her like that, setting a terrible precedence, if you ask me.
I haven't seen that.
Well, there's NBA players that are LeBron, your boy. I mean,
I'll come across this fucking table. Like
you guys got the same haircut.
Like, hold me back. you motherfucker.
I was about to bring up Durant, but
no, because
you're actually losing.
Lost. It's just
you know,
it's not lost. It's just not growing.
That's one
in
thing
with
I can
dignity.
Say. Being as old as I am,
he has a golf hole, dude, right. In his fucking. He's got the sand bunkers, the fucking green over here.
Hey, that's your tattoo. Get your tattoo, shave that motherfucker, tattoo that bitch on top.
No.
The only people that know.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't have any
fucking hair.
You're fucking tall. Nobody else is going to see it.
I don't have any fucking hair.
That's true, dude. We can't see it that tall unless you bend over and shit.
Oh, shit, yeah. Now, why does Lynn never pick up things?
He doesn't want you to see his tat,
dude. I don't want you to see my tattoo and my bald spot.
Of the 13th hole at the fucking Tumwater Valley, dude. He's like,
over the water.
He's got a tattoo of a 10 right here for the hole.
Oh, shit. Man, that shit's funny. But yeah, all right.
No, it's
a good conversation piece. Yeah, go for it, man.
I don't. Yeah, I really do think. It's not that it's a bad.
Good dog.
It's not that it's a bad precedent.
You can go inside if you want, man.
But yeah. just think of it this way, Tony. You know, I understand she's trapped in another country and things like that. I understand why everybody's not. But there are plenty of people in our own country locked up for some bullshit marijuana charges that. The president's not fighting for their freedom.
You're right.
And
I thought about
and
that
the same
too.
Thing. Just
a lot
like
of people
Brittany,
are locked up here for that.
Just like Brittany Griner, they made that choice to transport or whatever. Don't matter how much weight it is. Illegal is illegal.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's still a federal crime here. She would have got busted here too because the airports are federal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. They need to free a lot of people in our own country before we go trading some arms dealer. Straight up, you're going to trade arms dealer for some girl that went over to
yeah.
That went over to another country with weed. You're going to trade a full-fledged arms dealer that has killed people.
That makes no damn sense.
Exactly. Let her ass rot in prison.
Yeah. She'll do her time, but yeah.
They'll get her out.
It won't be fun, but.
Yeah, they'll get her out. She'll do like maybe a year.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Be out. I was thinking maybe like 2 or 3 years.
Let her serve her time. Send her to the gallows. Guess what? She ain't never gonna touch a pen again. I'll tell you. She's like, no. Get that away.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I wonder how. Damn. Oh well. Like you said, man. Do the crime. You do the time, man. That's just what. That's what it is.
Period.
That's what it
is. My father taught me.
Yeah. Period. I'm looking at the time.
How much time we got? I keep seeing your eyes go down.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going, so as long as the red dot's on, man.
Oh, are we past the time?
I think so.
Really? Already?
24 minutes. Man. Shit goes fast when we out here, man. We could do 2 hours, dude, and it seems like it's 20 minutes, dog. You know what I mean? We have a good time doing this, man. This shit's fun. We love it. We love it, man.
Yeah. Hey, should we, tomorrow we're golfing Shayla's Cliffs.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. looking in your
yeah, it's number five number on the five. Top 10 in the state of Washington golf courses. That's pretty dope.
I've done the number five course and the number eight course.
Right.
The home course in DuPont is number eight.
Yeah, shout out to that course. So mm-hmm. I would love to go out there, man. Well, let's do it.
Well, let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. We might as well, because I want to go to number three on our vacation.
Yeah. Which one's that one? Suncadia?
That's what you said. No. That's the one in Yakima. Yeah, it's number three.
Tree Top Golf Course or some shit like that in Yakima. Right here is Apple Tree Golf Course in Yakima. And they have hotels, and then they could do wine. And like, we take the ladies, do wine. They could do wine tasting and shit.
Okay,
like,
so listen, a shout out to all the single ladies out there.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
If you would like to go to Suncadia and tasting or wherever, Yakima Apple and Tree. Be my plus one
Do I have it on here?
I don't think so.
Not on here. Oh, it's not that one.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Come to Yakima with the Coach's Garage.
Yeah, that's an invite right there. But you guys got to line up, and we got to do a reference check.
Yeah.
And we got to do a background check and all that shit, because we're not taking just anyone on this trip.
I got two people that are excellent FBI agents, and their last names are Key and Gallego.
Yep.
Don't worry.
And you talk about the ladies, not us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ladies. Excuse me. They ain't gonna let no one into the clique. That ain't right.
No, not at all. Not at all, dude. But that'll be fun, man. That'll be fun. What did I want to say? Oh, 4th of July, dude. Let's talk about that, man. You took us to your work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't 4th of July. That was the fireworks.
That was Lake Fair.
Like, I thought I sat in your front yard. Yeah. I was like, I know you kicked that one dude out.
I get it.
Close enough.
Yeah. Some dude wrote, were you here? No, you guys.
No,
where were you guys at 4th of July?
My brother was here.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you and I went golfing.
We did the Rainier Park.
That was on the 3rd.
You and I went golfing, right?
We went golfing on that day, yeah. And then remember,
I was supposed to go because you left early, and then I brought Roman back.
Yes, yep.
That's right. Because remember, it became once was coincidence, twice is a tradition. So we were always golfing on 4th of July.
And freaking, it was such slow play that day, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we played the front nine in like 3.5 hours. Almost four hours. It was bad.
We can't go back to Cap.
No.
We got to pick another course.
Yeah.
Somewhere where slow play is frowned upon. Lady walking her child.
Because we got squatters now, man, in that crib. Straight squatters.
For real? Yep.
Which one?
Like 27 motherfuckers up in that crib.
Which one?
Three cars, no license plates on none of them. I ain't snitching on anybody, but fuck. Right next to that one. So
the white.
Next to the cop?
Yeah, he's gone though.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah, he's gone.
Call a homie or something.
I might have
gleeked
a little bit or something.
Oh, I thought I was Ashy or something. Which is par for the course.
Anyway, so
the Lake Fair.
Yeah, I was about to say, I scratched myself and came up powdery. What the fuck? I've done that shit.
I'm glistening because I'm hot because I'm wearing my bibs.
I don't know.
Oh, he's got you, Tony.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got you, bro.
All right.
If you go by hand, if you get up by the wrist, he's got you. You got him on tattoo.
Well, you know, yeah. Yeah. But lift your
probably about as wide as yours.
Yeah, see, that farmer's tan, dog.
Hey, I got a farmer's tan.
No, I'm talking about.
No, look at my fucking arm.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, you lighter.
That's a lot of.
Hello, light, bro.
Wait, I'll show you. I think I got still on my head.
Oh, from the
visor?
Yeah. Yeah, I had that too.
It's super bad. Elizabeth's like, because me and Roman went, and it was that super hot day.
Yes.
And we went
94 degrees.
Yeah,
we
went hella early, and the sun was just beating down on me.
Yeah.
And it was just like, Dad, your head.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about Lake Fair real quick?
Not like fireworks? Yeah, Lake Fair. And you taking us to your work, bro.
Are you getting that tree cut down?
You can't, huh?
I can't get that tree cut down.
Is that your property?
Yeah.
Because, bro, I mean, that was if that
all
was
right,
their
first
dog,
of all, let's just tell you, let's just tell everybody.
Let's
what
tell
happened.
Our listeners. Yeah,
let's start from the beginning.
You good with that, or should I drop it?
I'm good with whatever cool. you're good all with. Right. If you want it down, it's fine.
No, I just I don't want you. You know.
Well, listening? It's also reflecting into your eyeball.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's not bothering me. I'm good. Just, right there, I can't see.
As he dips right into it, you're like, ah, why don't you drop it down,
don't
bro?
Don't stare at the moon or the sun, whatever it is. This is water, by the way. No alcohol tonight.
Good.
I want to be fresh in the morning.
Good. Yeah, I'm going home and hitting the massager. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, for Lake Fair.
Yes.
I pulled hella strings because I take my family wherever I want. And I asked my chief if I could bring you guys down and for the Lake Fair fireworks, because they were literally 20, 30 feet, 5 feet from us. Oh, 35 yards. That's what I meant. 35 yards from us on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, but when they shot up, they were directly above us.
That, yeah, they wound up being direct.
If it wasn't for the little wind that was taking that shit out, that shit would have rained on us, dude.
So the coolest thing I thought personally was State Patrol shuts down Powerhouse Road. Well, Powerhouse Road is my road.
Yeah.
I got to get to work, yo. And so I took...
There's two security checkpoints, basically.
Yeah, two...
Gated
checkpoints.
By the WSP, dude. Because remember, it was the first one?
Five cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, five cars.
Five cars deep.
And So I was going to work, and I know most of the troopers from my time topside working just day to day with all the troopers up there.
Sylvan, what are you doing?
No, I'm talking about utility worker, asshole.
My bad.
Most of those guys didn't want to get the shot, so they're all gone.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. All our WSP officers are clean and wholesome individuals.
Yeah. And that's coming from the white guy.
So the first checkpoint is right there. I jump out and the trooper's like, oh hey. And I was like, I'm going to work, and I'm going to Powerhouse, I'm going to work, and they're with me. And he goes, oh okay, check with the other gal. So I drive up to the other one.
He's thinking he's seeing a Die Hard scene and growth through his head.
Yeah.
So I go to the next one, and it's Trooper Trish. Love her. Shout out to Trooper Trish.
Shout out Trooper Trish.
She's awesome.
She was cool.
And I get out there, and I was like, hey. She, oh, hey, I know you. I was like, Trooper Trish. And we have evacuated homeless together, so we've got a bond. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to work, and they're going down with me.
She want to go to Yakima?
She didn't go that way.
All right.
But she...
You did say one and a half.
She lets us down. That's true. She lets us down, and we drive down Powerhouse Road, and then we get down to right next to where the fireworks are, and this guy's flashing his
literally,
lights
out. We drove right behind their whole setup, dude. Literally feet away.
This guy starts flashing his light at us like, how'd you get back here? And I was about to stop, but I was going to work.
Right.
So I had to be a little bit more
professional.
Controlled. But Shane came
no,
up
no,
with
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Shane
I,
came
I,
up
I
with the
driving.
No, with the best line. Well, Shane, you want to tell it?
I don't even remember.
Well, okay, so yeah, that's true.
I'm all
that is true. So this guy had his dog running around out there, so Monica stops after me. And this guy's like, how'd you guys get back here? And Shane, without even blinking, goes, we overran the cops.
We took him out.
We took out the officers, wanted to see a show.
No, but yeah,
you know you got two sets of cops there.
Yeah.
You ain't heard no gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't let off no firework yet.
Right.
So how the fuck you think we're going to get back here? That's a dumbass.
We were let in, motherfucker, yeah.
So I get out, And I'm about, it took us a while because it's a dead end. So we've got all of our parking jumbling around and whatnot. So I get out and I'm about to go read this guy. You just feed him his ass.
Yeah.
Like you're, and then actually Madison stopped me because she's my little guardian angel. She comes up, she's like, Len, who's that guy? I was like, that guy's about to figure out just how insignificant he is.
Right.
And his boss was talking to my chief, and the guy's like, he came down and his boss goes over and stops him. And then I was like, yeah, see, Madison, he found out right now just how insignificant he is. He needs to go light those fireworks off and get the fuck off my property.
Yeah.
Because Powerhouse is an authorized vehicle only.
Yeah. But that was super dope, man.
No, that was fun.
My chief thought you guys were hella cool.
Just want to say thank you to that. Thank you for that, man, because that was an experience, Tim. Bro. Tim's that was awesome, chief. Man. Shout out to Tim.
Tim, chief. Shout out.
Shout out. But yeah,
he was hella cool. He's not like a chief. He's not like a chief, man. He's just like one of us.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's only a couple of years older than Grandpa Shane over here.
I'll take that because I am.
You are grandpa. Yeah.
I know, right? It really doesn't hit home anymore because he is a grandpa. Yeah. I got to figure out.
Now my saying is when somebody looks at me, I just say, listen, dude, I'm closer to 50 than 40.
Yeah.
And then,
well, fuck.
Then the eyeballs.
So am I.
Then the eyeballs.
You can't go backwards.
No, you're not.
Time don't go backwards.
Well, I'm that's
closer
true.
Closer to 50 than, but.
Time doesn't, but. Wise. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just trying to be
freshly
that
40?
Run down, bro. You, yeah.
Yeah, just give me a couple years and I'll be like, man, I'm 45. 45. I ain't 50.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe that's why Shane always gives me that stink eye when I go, are you 48?
It won't be like that. You'll be like, damn, I'm 45. What the fuck?
I'll be like, man, I sure do need that little rascal.
Oh, shit, man. But yeah, so tomorrow's supposed to be pretty warm. 87?
Definitely going with shorts.
One more question.
Oh, yeah.
How was walking?
Easy. Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Did you...
You did 9 or 18?
You did 9.
I did 9.
9.
I did 9 because that was just after work.
Wasn't it that DuPont course?
No. I carted there.
I was with
some other people that didn't want to walk.
Gotcha.
I mean, I would have walked Delphi. That fucking course is easy to walk.
That's a 3-hole, right, mostly?
It's all iron.
Some fours. Remember, he sent us the score to it, and it kind of fucked me up because he said he shot a 39, and I know in my head...
32 is their par.
But most nines in a golf course is 37.
37,
and
yeah.
He said he shot a 39, and it said he was plus 7. I'm sitting there, how the fuck does that math work? I was like, what? And then I had to kind of relook at it, and I was like, oh, okay.
So is it 8? Do they have 18?
Yeah.
I didn't really look at the scorecard, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, you only unleash your driver twice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great course because it was all iron.
I played that course, but it was a long time ago, bro.
It's an all iron course.
Yeah.
You bust out your driver.
There's a lot of trees.
You need to go back.
Kind of hilly a little bit.
Hilly. A lot of them are downhill, which is fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, you play uphill, then you play downhill.
Yeah.
It's the type of course it is, you know. Really fun, though.
Fun course.
But I walked 9 at Tumwater, and it was easy. It was super
front
easy.
Front nine.
That's the
hilliest part, too, because that's where you start going up on the front side on the very
But
they are the first few holes, so it helps out.
Then it's done.
Yeah, and I shot, a 47? I shot a 47 on the front nine. The guys I was playing with were walking also.
So Shane thinks that walking is a lot better because you got time to walk up to the ball, think your shot, you know, see where you're going to. So does that help?
I think so because here's the thing. You hit your shot, right? All four of us hit our shot. Then we disperse and we go our separate ways.
Yeah.
You know, obviously walking down, talking, and that's the fun part. You get to talk with all four members as you're walking, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to peel off over here. And you're worried about your ball. You don't have to sit there and wait for someone to hit their ball, then go drive over to yours.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is you walk over, you get your club, you take your practice swing, my turn? All right, cool. And you're ready to go.
You're in a rhythm.
You're in a rhythm. Instead of having 4 or 5 minutes in between shots and still have to look for your fucking ball.
Right.
I hear rhythm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better of a rhythm.
And that makes sense.
Obviously, the hardest part is the transfer in between holes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, most of the holes are set up, like, the longest walk is from 2 to 3.
Yeah, Tumwater's pretty nice with that.
From 2 to 3 is your longest walk from hole to hole. Otherwise,
is that the
pretty
par
set up.
3?
Yep. Yeah. Uphill to the par 3. Yeah. And remember, everything crossed the
which
way.
Which isn't really that far either. Right. From the green, you just... But.
And then you just jam ass up that way,
yeah.
And then you walk over, and then you're already walking the 400 yards, either way you look at it, and
yeah,
you just slowly walk behind your ball, you hit your ball. Well, as soon as your other guy that hits the ball and you're not in danger, you can start walking towards your ball. You don't have to drive over, put your club away, get in the cart, drive over to get
wait
him.
For
him puts his club away, drive down, and then have to think about your shot.
Yeah.
It is your fucking game.
All right.
It is 100% all about you.
All right. All right.
And
it was
fun because, I mean, I walk. The way I was walking was faster than the older guys that I was playing with. So I was just, and I wasn't walking slow.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking at a normal pace, and there was people behind us with carts.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How was it on your lower back?
Fine. Kept me loose the whole way.
Thank you. Okay.
Because, you know, you're sitting there sitting.
Thank you.
And then you're just sitting in the cart, and you run over those bumps and shit. And then, I mean, I felt great. I did a complete
and
shift
you're up
at
and
work.
Down, sitting, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get out of the car. Oh, so
yeah.
Stretch it out a little.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You've seen me do it. Yeah. Thousands of times. Like, ah. Why do you think I don't like driving? I always, every time we go with the kids, I always give them the key because I don't want to drive. I don't want to worry about that shit. I just want to walk. I want to go with my ball, hit my ball, run to my ball again, hit my ball again, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that driving in a cart's not bad, you know, but
we do. We need to all.
I've never spoken for you, but I will this time. You can fucking do it.
Oh, I know I can.
You can
do it. I'm ready for it.
And I'm just, even if it's 9.
I mean, I take my thing, man, and I walk at least 4 miles.
Exactly.
I walk half a hole or to my ball or, you know, 18.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I could definitely, I don't think I could do 18, but 9, yeah. 9, we can knock that out for sure.
You can knock out, all right, bet. No. I don't mean like bet. Like, yes, let's do it.
I mean,
it's a done deal.
You guys BS and say senior PJ, they walk.
They do.
So you got, I mean,
you're going to have to. You're going to have to.
Find your rhythm that way. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, for you to be the caddy, you ain't use no cart, dog.
No, I actually
no
walk,
push cart either.
I walked 18.
But you ain't got to carry either. You got a caddy. He's carrying that motherfucker.
Right.
So
I just
got to
carry a rake.
Yeah. Or carry the club that you want. You're going to come out of the fucking shadows like Legend of Bagger Vance and shit.
Bill Murray and fucking Caddyshack.
You're like, oh, I could have killed you. No, I figured this was the safest play because you're just walking right down with that terrible slice. All the reason I know is because me and Roman have said that 1,000 times at the range and on the course. Roman's my fucking golf partner, man. As much we go to the course and the range a lot, you know, when it comes right down to it.
Yeah,
we have a lot of free time. Because I'll stay up one day,
right,
and then the next time we'll go before his work after I sleep. So mm-hmm.
yeah.
So we kind of just do that. I know it's different with you guys because you guys are straight up daytime workers.
And his days off are Mondays and Tuesdays.
Well, and
I
still have kids in the house.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You got.
No. I'm just saying. Well, you know, like I said, you guys went and did 9
at 4:30 or 5. Yeah.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. For me, I should still be sleeping. Sometimes I can, but if I do that and then try to go to work.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But if I stay up, like when Roman
time out. We might have to go back and truly check all tapes.
Yeah.
But up until now, that's the first time you spoke about any type of fucking needing a sleep.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's always said, oh, I don't sleep.
I'll figure it out later.
It was me and him that was like, you know, three.
Yeah.
Real, and since he's younger, he was there, and you guys used to joke and everything else about sleep, but yeah, that's the first time I think he's actually spoke about needing some type, or sounding like yeah. he needed some type of sleep.
He better if he wants to play some golf.
It gets a little rough.
The graveyard shift.
Especially Saturdays are a little. Saturdays are my Monday,
mm-hmm.
so it's a little rough if we start anytime after. Well. Actually, it would be easier if we started later.
Yeah, but then Ro couldn't.
Right. Yeah.
He has to go to work at 3.
Well, he's getting his schedule shit.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
If he does, we could switch.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the other kids, the parents run out of shit to do, so they're going to end up having their kids back, so they got to figure out how to change their date time.
Right.
Take
yeah.
their kids.
Or they're partying Friday night.
Yeah, we might mess them up. I mean, yeah. What? We did. Now, we date did night. Do it late night last year.
Last year,
you
we
guys
did.
Did. Yeah. I didn't go to that one. Remember? You guys went.
We went. It's fine. We'll just. Yeah, we are. But yeah, when we went, it wound up because it was the nice. Woodlands and it wound up being night because we'd never done that course before. We'd never done that course before. I think I lost six boxes of ball there.
It was dark on you guys, right? But they were cool. They let you guys stay out there.
I mean, what? They couldn't find us. It was like, what are you talking about? They didn't like, it's not recess. They couldn't fucking find us. It was like, we were on hole 16, 17, and you're like, you're going to go over that water? Shane's like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, man. We put so many balls into that fucking water.
That damn ball.
Couldn't find it.
Shout out to that guy that you fucking, someone hit his roof, allegedly, and he comes out and he's taking pictures of us. Remember that?
Oh, I hit his roof. Yeah. No, dead ass. Dead ass. I hooked that shit like a motherfucker. I hit that dude's roof.
Dude comes out and starts taking pictures of us, bro. Hey,
the people could be cool about it and nice.
But you live on a fucking golf course.
No. See, that's what I was going to say. No, but listen.
Yeah.
They can be cool and be nice about it and maybe even throw a joke. But regardless of what they say, the very first line out of his mouth is, you live on a fucking golf course. You live on the other side of the fucking fairway. Dude, Lynn, no way.
It's true,
Lynn.
Though. You don't be coming don't out come like that. Me,
but you can't come off all,
no,
all
but
pissy and not know exactly what he said.
No, this fool came straight out with his camera.
No, it was the other guy.
The other dude was cool that gave
you
the ball.
You hit his fucking house.
He brought your ball.
He's like, here you go.
No, he added you almost hit my wife. That's when you came out. I turned.
He said that? You almost hit his wife? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I guess at that point I should have fucking just chilled for a second. But I get defensive with my boys.
Hey,
man.
The coach's garage is coming through. Everybody, get in your houses.
Don't get defensive about it.
The very first time we ever went and played golf, you guys, I think it was a little squishy, and it was like come on, you motherfuckers, calm down.
Oh no! See, I wanted to get mad. When they was are you talking about at
the
Cat
first
City,
time,
the very
yeah.
first time on Father's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get mad. But before we got ready to go in our little group huddle, it was, remember, we're fathers and we're representing. Yeah, who fucking had that conversation?
Nah, man.
No, bullshit. That's your exact goddamn word.
I know.
You're like, guys, I know. This is a gentleman's game. And we're here.
Golf etiquette. But those guys were just pricks.
Tony got pissed.
Our
like,
first time ever out there, man.
I was
and
like
they
a
were
pit
on
bull.
Our
I was
ass.
Like, wait a second. If he's mad, I can get mad too. Yeah, fuck you guys. We pay our money just like you.
Right? Have a happy Father's Day, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
So Shane disfused
we'll
the situation.
The whole time.
And Shane was like, yeah, cool, like, man.
Yeah, Shane, happy Father's Day, guys.
Hell yeah.
Knowing damn well those old motherfuckers are grandfathers. Geriatric. Hey. Fuck.
Oh, man.
I couldn't say grandfathers because both you guys were grandfathers.
But listen, I wouldn't want to be with nobody else out there, man, but the crew, bro. We're having such a great time, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Didn't think I'd like golf. You know, Tony says I talked mad shit about it.
You did.
Recheck the tapes. I talked about it being an old man sport.
Yeah.
And I didn't know much about it.
And then...
Shut up, Shane. But
But what's funny, it took the oldest person that I know to take me out. And since I'm the older person, I took you guys out. Kevin took me out the weekend before, remember?
That? Yeah, that's how we got started.
That's how we got started. Shout out to Kevin.
You've said you've played before. I was like, all right, cool, let's give this a shot.
Yeah. Then it was like, when you play?
No, but let's go. Borrow Trisha's clubs and
look at me now.
That's in it. We're good.
Yeah. That was how shit starts, man. You know, you got to get off the couch and get out there and do shit.
You know, honestly, you'll never know. That's the same way. You know, at home, I'm wearing my bibs because I was doing some work at home. I just needed to jumpstart it and kick off that rust. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a new roof.
You did.
Yeah.
New roof?
You got a new roof?
A whole new roof? Yep. Damn.
This motherfucker. Okay. Dude, come over to help me on my roof to be like, I got to learn how to do it. Because I'm now look at Daddy Warbucks.
That was what, a couple years ago, though? You did yours. Yeah. Solo.
Yeah.
Solo.
Well, friends.
Yeah.
I had friends come by. But yeah, I didn't pay a company.
What, three times I passed by, he's the only motherfucker up there, man. Like, damn, look at Lance throwing
shit. Tradesman, dude. That's what we do.
That and a person that's a family house.
Yeah.
That house has been,
been in the neighborhood.
There's no other way to say, but it's yo house. you know what I mean? It's
how long did it take to do your roof, man? But pretty fast.
Oh, it
huh?
took them 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Exactly.
It's usually what they do.
Took me.
Strip it down.
I got ridge vents.
The ones that open?
No, the ones that runs along the top.
Oh, okay.
It's because in my neighborhood, they do a lot of the square vents.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody has.
Yeah.
You look at the back, I go in the backyard, mm-hmm. and I can see a good view of mine and my next door neighbors.
And all the vents have.
All the vents are up on theirs. Mine gone. There's just a little bump, a little higher ridge, and that takes place of all those vents. Looks a little bit cleaner.
Yeah.
A little more modern.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait till the gutters come in.
Oh, you getting new gutters? You getting the leaf guard?
Fuck no. About leaf guards.
Yeah. They're like 30
patented,
grand?
No, but those are patented in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have maple leaves. They don't deal with pine needles.
They still get in there.
They still get in there.
Yeah.
Pine needles are different. There's a
You got to do the
They
the,
say actually the around overhang here. One?
No, you put the screen over top for those.
They say even sometimes the screens there's
You're going to get
ones,
pine needles are different.
Pine needles are different.
Pine needles are like sand.
But I mean just talking to everybody. Going through all that stuff. They were just saying, you know, the leaf guards, maple leaves, they're made for big leaves. It's not that here.
Yeah.
We got a lot of pine needles.
Yeah.
He says, there ain't really, he said, just clean your shit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hire a neighborhood kid to clean your shit.
Yeah. I had somebody come, man. My neighbor, shout out to Kevin, man. Nick, my bad. Kevin's the son, but Nick, yeah. You know Nick.
Yeah.
He came through, cleaned out the gutters, cleaned my roof. Did a good job, man. Because I can't get up there, man. Roman won't get up there. V won't get up there.
Scared of heights. Why didn't he ask me to do it?
No, man. Come on. I'm not going to put you up on a fucking two-story house, dog.
Why not?
You got a ladder to get up there?
You take one ladder and put. You go ladder to ladder. You take two ladders.
No, I got.
You put one ladder. So
one ladder to this room.
When you're a big man, you don't extend those ladders all the way out. Right. That's shaky as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
dude.
What you do is you take one ladder, you put it on the
top of this one,
and then you put the other ladder up, and so that way you're never fully extended.
Okay. Yeah.
And the fall is less.
Right. Smart. See, I'm learning.
Big manositis.
Len always fucking teaching, man.
Hey, I just know how to be a big tradesman.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll tell you, hire you in, or have you come out, put my Christmas lights on.
All right.
All right. Hold you to it.
It's on camera. Or
Shane, that what it? The hell you got on your playlist, dog? This is Shane's playlist, dude. What's going on here, man?
You too.
It's fearless. It's fearless motivation.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that that shit you sent us, Tony?
Nah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I knew it sounded fucking familiar.
Like, ready? What's on your playlist, dog?
Yeah, talking mad shit about something you sent him.
You guys want to get into anything else, man?
We got, like, let's wrap it.
All right. We got like about six
this
minutes left.
You would have sent.
Okay.
The king of the jungle.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, every goddamn up, Monday.
It's you. Follower.
Every fucking Monday, guys, at 6.
I appreciate
no
it.
I, listen, I like this guy, though.
Tony Robbins, not bad.
No, this isn't Tony Robbins.
Do you even lift? Do you even grind?
Oh, shit.
It ain't been easy. An epic rocky road. In the toughest of moments. Flipped on beast mode. Now it is different.
This
now
shit pumps me up, bro. I'm Saturday up, or Monday morning. Dude.
Before you start typing?
Monday morning. Hey. Monday mornings is hard for me.
Dude, man.
Seriously, Monday mornings is tough for me, man. And yeah, typing, but the shit I'm reading, man. Woo.
Oh, I feel you, bro. I'm just giving you shit.
No, yeah, yeah. My office donkey. Live with it.
You a home donkey.
Home
you
donkey.
Go,
yeah,
you go to yeah, fucking office.
I
have
an office up there, man.
Boy.
I got an office.
I couldn't do that, man. I'd be like, I will risk it. I'll sit in the office by myself.
Oh, that can drive you nuts too.
Fuck that, dude. Wait, I'm always alone.
No, I got that.
But no, I'm in a building alone.
But you're up and about. You got to check shit. You got to check the boilers.
Every 2 hours.
Still. I mean,
other than that, I'm doing reports, checking emails, you know, things like that.
Water level in the dam.
Did you get my Marco Polo?
Yeah, that was dope.
Okay. Yeah.
I did.
So
your boy was like, I forgot what he said, but that shit had me cracking up, man. He was like, so
oh,
this
Gene?
Is Gene, yeah.
That's what it does. In. That's what it does.
Yeah, that's what it does. And the funny shit, like, Gene was playing his little fucking phone poker at the time. He was like, that's what it does.
That's awesome, man.
Gene's fucking hella cool. All
right, put on some music to get us out. All right, y'all. 4 minutes.
Okay, so what is our predictions for tomorrow? Shayla's Cliffs. Let's be 100%, boys.
100%.
100%.
I'm going to say...
We playing best ball.
Yeah.
No, not us.
Yeah, you guys don't.
You got to with your player.
They nice.
No,
they're nice,
good.
Man. Yeah, they're good. Now, if they do, you guys don't have to. But if they shoot, you know what I'm saying? If they go out, then yeah, you'll go put that ball down next year or whatever. But yeah, you guys.
I say that, but we usually end up playing. I mean.
Well, see, what happened with me and Roman is we put a cap on our drives and at three. So you got 200 percenters. And then the third one, you better put that shit in play.
Okay.
That's kind of how we did it when we were playing for skins.
Now, remember. We're timed on this bitch too.
I understand that. No. I understand that. That's one thing I was.
Yeah, that's.
So we might have to bump it down to two.
You know, honestly, I think that actually helps too. When you're playing, when you're going straight to your ball,
mm-hmm.
You find yourself.
The game, the speed.
For me, and when I was with Madison, and we pretty much played my ball.
Mm-hmm.
We scooped hooters up and went to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Madison had some great shots.
Yeah.
But that's what we usually do. We scooped up. So we technically went straight to mine.
Right.
Get it into that shot. Hit it. Nice and easy. But you can find yourself actually, if you're playing that well, able to drop balls and get practice shots. Because you hit a good shot and you're like, ooh.
Or now hit a you're, shitty
now
shot.
You're, no, hit a no, shitty no, no, shot. You hit no, but that's what I'm saying. You get a good rhythm, you hit a good shot. It would be a good shot because it's like on the green, maybe a little bit further, and you're like, ooh, that felt pretty good. Let me drop this down and see if I can't get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
So it's a different thought process.
So you get
well, that, you're taking that doesn't make any swing. Sense. If you take your first swing and it gets to the green, you don't take another one.
No. But it was, I knew I had time. And Madison hit the ball.
I know what you're saying.
I had another shot.
I get what you're saying, but that even what you're saying tomorrow, that doesn't even go anywhere near the scope of what you were just talking about. Playing best ball.
But no, shifted off of that. I was talking about something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made me think about something else.
Yeah.
Shane was just letting us know about what his when he went out with Madison. I know what you're saying because you get to club select a little bit and you hit one too far, you drop down a club, and I like that too. You know, I do that too. Oh, okay, that was a good shot. I'm gonna drop another one. Let me see if my 7-iron will get it closer to the green, or you know what I'm saying. So yeah, but I don't think that's gonna be able to do that.
No, not able to do that.
Yeah, you got tomorrow, that clock on that car,
but
man.
But when I was just saying, when you're able to walk to your ball, you can seem just
okay. So you I went to something to super different. You went from walking to driving back to walk.
I gotta figure out how to play by myself.
Yeah,
and just pick up in the morning times when I can. Early,
that'd be dope.
It's like at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well,
stop playing video games.
What time does Tumwater open?
5:10 first.
No, I can play that
first,
early.
First,
but it's the point
time.
Of because I could technically go play and with the standards of what golf takes 4 hours.
Yeah,
I could be there teed off and back home before everybody else in the house wakes up.
Yeah, that's true.
So I mean. It's just a matter of going out there and saying, okay, I'm going to be by myself. Oh, there's a group of three.
Jump in with
feeling
them.
Feeling comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling
oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you just got to get past the comfortable part.
I don't
dude.
Like playing with the people I don't know, man.
Really?
I don't.
I pick up hell.
That's why
tips.
I always freaking try to book four so no one comes with us.
I don't give a shit.
But the last minute,
but
they'll throw somebody with
you enough. Yeah, for them to want to help.
Len's a social butterfly, man.
I don't talk like that, so they're not going to help shit.
Yeah. Len loves to talk to people.
I guess so, yeah. I guess I just, that is my curse.
I don't like.
Guess so. That's my problem. No. I'm like that young kid
like
that will just go hug anybody.
I wish I could do that.
I have a very few select that I actually talk to.
Yeah.
I will talk with anybody.
If you ain't blood, then I have that circle. You know what I mean? It's blood I talk to every day. The ones I treat like blood, I talk to every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there, I have a tight. Small
circle.
I don't mind.
Look, I don't mind going and golfing with someone, but I will keep you a driver's length away from me when it comes to just chit chatting and bullshit. You know, if you're talking some stupid shit, you got to stay the fuck away from me.
See, that's what they.
But otherwise, yeah, let's chit chat. You know,
unless it feels like I'm with somebody in protection.
Yeah,
I might snap, dude. Bah. If I'm by myself, I might. Ain't none of my friends there to witness it. I might fucking flip the
say
fuck out on somebody.
Say something about your beard.
I am born during the FAFO. Find out and find out.
All right, my people. Thank you for tuning into the Coach's Garage. We will be
sponsored by Fuck Around and Find Out.
Yeah. We thank everybody that tunes in. We love you all, man. Hit us up. Let us know what's up. Call in. We'll get all together again.
Email us some questions if you want to.
Email questions, all that. Appreciate y'all. We're going to go out with this jam right here.
Hey, did you guys know that Drake ghost wrote this? Here comes Drake's part. Bring your head until you stop the